think you wait for the pads and feel it out from there, but there's obviously bigger, faster, stronger everywhere involved, so just do what you can and try and adapt as best I can.
It seemed like the receivers were out there fighting the ball a little bit early. Is that just a typical early camp thing? Or
We hope so. I mean, it was a rough day for us as receivers. We had way too many drops, and myself included, so we got to be better with that, and hopefully it's just a little rusty. You get that, get back up to speed with everything and get more comfortable catching the ball.
And last thing for me is just, you know, you look at your, you know, you're trying to make the team. Obviously, you want to be the slot receiver, but, you know, to make the team, there's got to be a role for you on special teams too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The more you can do, the better chances you have to make the team, so... You know, whatever they want to ask me to do, I'm gonna go out there and try and do it for them.
A couple more guys.
What are the advantages of these 3 days? I mean, is it the reps? Is it the chance to get out there and see the ball that you may not get as much of it later?
For me, it's just trying to take in as much as I can, getting more comfortable with the playbook, getting the reps, getting more comfortable with the timing of the plays, when the ball should be out and when you should be in and out of your breaks, expecting the ball. So take in as much as you can.
Aside from returning kicks and returning punts, like did you do anything else on special teams when you were in the CFL?
No, returns was basically about it. I did hold for a while. So. Okay. I've played a little bit of gunner in college, so working on that a little bit today with the punt team. So okay. Just trying to figure things out as much as I can and find a way to get on the roster.
Okay, guys.